Hi, this is Sandra of Win International Ministries. How are you and how have you been feeling?
Are you doing okay?
Because you are praying and seeking God, is anything changing or getting better for you? If you are like me, you are probably having the same experiences that I am having. For me, some things have gotten better, some things are still not answered, and some things I am still trying to figure out. But you know what? I have found no matter where we find ourselves in life now, we have to continue to have faith in God, because God is good. God is kind. God is merciful and God helps each of us every day. It seems like I am always having problems, so a few days ago, I was talking with evangelist Wendy Evans and she mentioned that she was reading a book that was insightful and encouraging. So I asked evangelist Evans if she would give me the name of the book so I could get a copy of it. Evangelist Evans gave me the name of the book and she asked me to read the section of the book that talked about divine reversals. I quickly bought my copy of the book and went straight to the section of the book that Evangelist Evans told me to read. In this book, the author talked about how divine reversals work in the natural realm and how they work in the spiritual realm. Because this information enlightened me, Evangelist Evans asked that I share this insight with you so you too could begin to apply it to your life so that it will help usher in the breakthroughs that God might be wanting to release in your life. For the sake of your understanding and for the sake of time, I will paraphrase how a divine reversal works in this world according to the author. In science class, most folks are taught that when something has been set in motion, it stays in motion until it is interrupted by an opposing force. In other words, if bad things have been happening in your life, it stays in effect until someone or something interrupts it to change the motion of it. The way a divine reversal works in the spiritual realm is that what you speak stays in motion until it is interrupted by an opposing force. The reason for this is because Proverbs 18:21 says that you set things in motion by what you speak. If you speak positive, you will see positive. If you speak negative, you will see negative. So you see, we have two opposing forces always at war with each other, with each one trying to use its power to set things in motion. We have the world trying to set things in motion by what they are promoting, what they are pushing, what they are causing, what they are doing, saying or selling, and then we have the spiritual realm trying to set things in motion by what is being professed, what is being declared, what is being spoken, what is being affirmed, or what is being prayed. This revelation knowledge is one of the keys you can use to help change your life from what it is now to what God has said that it can be. Isn't that exciting? You can actually begin to change what has been set in motion by what you speak. I tried this and it works. I would like to be able to tell you that I saw miracles right away, but I did not. What I did begin to see is small, consistent, positive changes in the areas that I used this knowledge on. So, I am gonna keep on using it and trust that if what I am speaking is according to God's word and God's plans for my life, things are going to turn around for me. See, I have been really going through one thing after another, so I have been using any technique, tip or insight I can get to help my life turn around, and it is working. It works slow, but it does work. If you have been going through negative circumstances that are not changing, not improving or not getting better, I am gonna say some things to set in motion things that will interrupt what has been set in motion in your life. All you have to do is repeat what I say as I say it. Then you have to pray to God and allow God to work with what has been set in motion. The more you say what I am about to set in motion, the more results you will get. To get better results, say it more. Perhaps saying it several times a day for as long as you need to would be a great start. If you're ready, listen to the next audio and repeat the words I say.